Day two of the East-West Shrine Game Week is in the books. Andrew Mason, Ring of Famer Steve Atwater out here after the West team practice wrapped up the afternoon. And, you know, some ups and downs as you would expect, Steve, from a day like this. You know, especially the quarterback position, some positives, also some ragged play at times, but some good work on the defensive side, I thought, over the course of the day on both the East and West side. And I know there was a guy in particular you liked out there this morning from the East practice out of South Florida, Dietrich Nichols.
Yeah, Dietrich Nichols, South Florida cornerback. He's about 5'9", 5'10". What I like about this guy, he's really scrappy. He gets in the receiver's faces, and he also does a good job at the line of scrimmage, jamming the receiver, and he was hustling around. He had really good energy going to the ball and just, you know, high-fiving his teammates and also the guys on the other team who he was going against. So it was really fun to watch him play, and he made some plays today too.
With someone like him, you mentioned the energy he brings, not just what he's doing technically. So how much can that help a guy as far as aiding his draft stock when he shows that kind of enthusiasm out here on the practice field going about his day-to-day business?
You know, I think it definitely helps. It can't hurt you. I see some guys who, when a play is away from them and they're jogging over to the play, that's the exact opposite of what they need to be doing out here. They need to be hustling with everything they have to get to the ball because they're trying to make an impression on a lot of the scouts and personnel people that are here. So his attitude and his motivation is contagious for his teammates. And also, again, the scouts love to see that.
Another guy that I know you liked, I liked, caught my eye, Darius Fountain out of Northern Iowa. Not a small guy like Nichols on the other side, but a long strider, really does a good job getting into fifth gear quickly. There was one play in particular this morning out there for the East team where, you know, he took a bubble screen, got up to fifth gear, lickety really split, fast, and was just gone through the defense. Looked like the fastest player on the field at times today.
Yeah, and he's done that the last couple of days. He stood out. We look at our card. It's like, man, who is this guy? Who's this guy, number 15? We look to see where he's from, and he's just doing it over and over again, and that's really impressive. A guy that can really increase his draft stock by having a good performance in this game.
You always look for guys like that. We just talked about a couple of guys who aren't from Power 5 schools, one from a Group of 5 conference, USF, of course, in the American, and another from Northern Iowa down FCS. Those are kind of the diamonds in the rough sometimes that can really come out here against a lot of other guys that are from Power 5 conferences, make an impression. You know, and so I think those two guys, there's a few others that we've touched on and we'll continue touching on over the course of the week, but it seems like those are the guys that tend to kind of shoot up in this atmosphere, and we'll see them next week, some of them next week at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, and you never know how a player from a smaller school will respond to playing against players who've played at a high level throughout their whole career. Those two guys have certainly stepped up and playing to that same level.
More to come throughout the week from St. Petersburg on DenverBroncos.com and, of course, on Orange and Blue 760. We're on from 10 to noon every weekday Mountain Time. Also going to have a daily wrap tonight, Wednesday, and Thursday, 6 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Make sure you listen on Orange and Blue 760 for that. For Steve Atwater, Austin Brink behind the glass, I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for watching.